Hello and welcome to the Friday, August 8th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Dell today reported at Black Hat that it discovered a massive BGP hijacking attack. If you remember BGP, we talked about this a couple times before, is the routing protocol that sort of keeps the internet together, but it is highly susceptible to spoofed announcements, so someone is able to redirect certain IP addresses to the wrong network. What happened in this case is that the attacker intercepted Bitcoin mining messages. The way this usually works is that you have a couple of hosts that mine Bitcoins and they then report back to a Bitcoin mining pool that collects their work in order to then exchange it for Bitcoins. Well, the attacker here was impersonating the Bitcoin mining pool and as a result received all the work that these Bitcoin miners did. They didn't know it because the protocol they used didn't actually verify that they connected to the correct host. Overall, apparently, they made about $83,000 in Bitcoin. They also received some dog coins just because miners that connected to these pools happened to work on these challenges, but those coins only made up about $1.53. So really insignificant compared to the Bitcoin bounty they got away with. And Microsoft today came out with its pre-announcement for next week's patch Tuesday. Total of 9 bulletins are expected, 2 of which are critical. The 2 critical bulletins do fix a problem in Internet Explorer that can lead to remote code execution, as well as a problem in Windows that can lead to remote code execution. So these will certainly be interesting. Bulletin 1, which is the one for Internet Explorer, is probably just the regular Internet Explorer rollup patch that we have been seeing. Other than that, of course, Office is going to be patched, a couple of additional important Windows patches. There's also a patch, an important patch for Microsoft SQL Server. It only leads to elevation of privilege, but it will be interesting, for example, if this could be exploited with SQL injection and would give people new vectors to use SQL injection. In particular, depending on how important that SQL Server flaw will be for you, this could be a little bit more work than your average patch Tuesday. And also, Microsoft today announced in a blog post that it will be changing its policy about support for old versions of Internet Explorer. Come January 12, 2016, so that gives you about 1.5 years, Microsoft will only support the latest browser version for a particular operating system. So, for example, right now for Windows Vista Service Pack 2, which is the oldest operating system still officially supported, only Internet Explorer 9 would be supported. And for a newer operating system like Windows 8.1, that would be Internet Explorer 11. The blog explains that these newer versions of Internet Explorer do provide substantially better protection against various exploits, and as a result, they do want to push their customers to these new versions of Internet Explorer. And apparently Gamma International, also known as FinFisher, and the company behind the government Trojan FinSpy was hacked. About 40 gigabytes of internal documents were leaked, including, for example, price sheets and other documents like manuals and different advertising materials that boast about the capabilities of this software. The data is still available online on various sites, even after some of the original torrents that distributed the data were shut down. Of particular concern is that apparently part or all of the source code was leaked, and this source code now could, for example, show up in some banking malware or other Trojans. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.